This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're talking about knowing the details of your assignment from God. And we are so intentional about this because it's so important for you to know the details. And we are unpacking the story from the life of Jesus where he said that he knew his time had come to go back to the Father. And that word knew was just the word that stuck with me. I just meditated on that word. There was such a knowing that Jesus had about his assignment. Yes, the final thing was going to the cross. But before the cross, there was just a lot more he had to do while heading towards that direction. And I know there's a lady listening to me right now. You're like, I have this big vision. I have this thing that is so huge. I believe the Lord gave to me. But I just seem to realize that I can't get there. When will I get there? How can I get there? Yes, that's what we're talking about today, to help you see that there are phases to this assignment. There are different steps that you have to take to get there. So I'm just going to awaken that knowledge in you today. Amen. And we're going to just deep dive into what Jesus did as far as his own purpose was concerned, so that you begin to understand that that big vision has to be broken down into phases to help you accomplish them. Amen. So when we study the life of Jesus, we see that he lived with such clarity. He knew his timing. He knew the details of his assignment. He knew the phases of his assignment. And this is what stood out. One of the things that stood out for me about Jesus' life is that he had what he called the must of my life. I must do this. I must do that. One of them can be found, one of such statements can be found in Luke chapter 4, verse 43. But he replied, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns too, because that is why I was sent. I must. There are some things that he had to do. And those are the things I want us to begin to embrace. What are the must of your life as far as God's assignment on your life is concerned? Some daily must, some weekly must, some monthly must, some quarterly must, some yearly must. All of this adds up in getting you closer to finishing or doing what the Lord has called you to do. It is not just that big vision. There are some things you must do every day. There are some things you must do every week. There are some things you must do every month or every quarter or every year or every 3 years. I don't know. You know, these are things you need to go and unpack with the Lord, the must of your life. Jesus Christ said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God in other towns too, meaning that he was in a town and he's planning to go somewhere else. Another time. Where is your next move? Where is your next move? Where are you going to next? You need to begin to spend time with the Lord and begin to download these details from the Lord. Luke 2:49 says, didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? This is Jesus again. Even at an early age, he knew that he needed to be clear about what he must be doing right now, or tomorrow, or next week. It is so important, woman of God, that you know the details of your assignment. It is so important and it's powerful. There are so many benefits to this, and you can't just joke with it. Be like Jesus and have must. I must do this because this thing is so critical in helping me achieving this. This thing is so critical in helping me making one more intentional step towards ensuring that God's assignment on my life is fulfilled. Let's read on again. You can see in Luke 9:22, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the Son of Man must suffer terrible things. He will be killed, but on the third day, he will be raised from the dead. Even the hard parts of his life, he knew it. You know, many of us, we think that purpose does not mean that we will have difficult times. God's assignment on your life has dark patches, has uncomfortable patches, have, you know, unsettling patches. That does not mean you run away from it. It means that's part of the plan. It's a whole package. Jesus knew even the difficult seasons of his life, so that when he stepped into them, he was able to strengthen himself and embrace them. You know, the Bible says he went to Gethsemane. We just came from Easter. The Bible says he went to Gethsemane and he prayed and prayed and told the disciples, disciples, can't you pray with me for 1 hour? He knew that this was a dark part of his assignment, not to escape it, but to endure it, to go through it. You too must understand, so that you don't fear, you don't get frightened and just throw in the towel. Oh, this terrible thing is happening to me. But that terrible thing could be part of the assignment. And when you know it before time, you can endure it. You can resist it. You can stand. You can. The Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You know that this night I was expecting it. The Lord told me, I knew it. Remember that word, know it. I knew it. When you know before time, and I believe God will speak, God will tell you. One of the things that I am so sure of, which by the grace of God, my experiences with God have made me understood the times and the seasons. You have to say, Lord, show me the times and the seasons of my assignment so that I don't run away from it. When the hard part come, I don't run away from it. Jesus didn't run away. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. The joy, he knew where he was going to. It was better than the hard times, the difficulty, the pain of the cross. You must also embrace that if you must fulfill God's call on your life. And another scripture, you can look at Mark 1:38. We must go on to the other towns as well. That is why I came. So your life has a big vision, but it has small phases. Jesus is not just jump to the cross. There were stages. He had to teach people. He had to heal people. He had to disciple people. He had to serve people. He had to send people out to go preach the gospel. You know, there was deliverance that he carried out. So many things Jesus did before the cross. They were amazing things, supernatural things. People were like, oh my God, I've never heard this kind of teaching before. It's wonderful. His teachings was not the dying. The dying was a final thing. Even though he had to die, even though he had to teach, the final thing was a dying. So you need to know that there are some amazing things you're doing right now. Beautiful. And it's like the Holy Ghost comes down and everything is shaking. That's not the final thing. It's part of the plan. And you need to know all the details that lead to your accomplishment of your assignment. As we wrap up this session, I just want you to reflect with me. Do you live with the must clarity? Do you live with that sense of, I must? If you don't have it, I'm telling you the truth, my dear sisters, it is so easy to abandon God's assignment when it has not captured your heart to the place where it is a must for me. I must pray. I must read the word. I must spend time with God. I'm not negotiating it. What are the non-negotiables in your life as far as your assignment is concerned? It's not what you do in the next 3 months. What will you do today that helps you take one more step closer to that assignment? Reflect with me. What is God saying you must do now? Now. Don't postpone it. Tomorrow is an accumulation of many todays. What you do today affects tomorrow. What is God saying you must do now? Ask yourself that question. Another thing you should reflect on is, am I drifting? Am I drifting? Am I drifting away from what I heard from God before? Am I drifting away because things are so vague? Things are unclear. Am I drifting? It's good to ask those questions so that you're true to yourself and you know what to do. When you know what to do, that is the best thing that can ever happen to you as a woman on purpose. Lord, am I drifting? And if you know the truth, write it down and make a U-turn, amen, so that he can direct you. So am I drifting or am I directed by the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. The must of your life. Knowing that it is important that you know those different things that adds up to making the accomplishment, the fulfilling, the realization of your assignment possible. Hallelujah. It's an amazing thing that we're doing today, and I'm so grateful that you tuned in. We're talking about knowing the details of your assignment. And if you just joined in, we are on She Excels. This program is all about helping women find, follow, fulfill their purpose excellently. You know, God has assigned you. You have been assigned. I want you to believe it. Believe it from the core of your being that you are not here by chance, by mistake, and any other thing that you've labeled yourself with or others have labeled you. You are necessary. God needs you here. We need you here. Hallelujah. You carry something that the world needs. And when you release it, when you shine your light, God receives glory. He receives glory. Therefore, you cannot just live anyhow. You can't. You can't live anyhow when you're carrying an assignment. You need to make sure that you birth it. You need to make sure that you excel in it. You need to make sure that men, women, children, all those who you're called to, they are being transformed by your gift, by your fruit, by your assignment. And you need to have that heart, you know, that Jesus had, that I must accomplish this assignment. I must. As long as there is breath in my lungs, as long as I have life, I'm here on purpose. I'm here on purpose. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Don't allow what the thoughts that are ringing in your mind, telling you you're nothing. You're nothing to the devil, but you are something to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God does not make mistakes, right? You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. And I want you to know the details of your assignment from God. That is what will help you to fulfill it. Hallelujah. And we are dwelling on the scripture in John 13, verse 1, where Jesus knew that his time had come to go be with the Father. This is after 33. He was 33 at the time. Can you imagine? So every segment of his life or phase of his life, he knew what was happening. Now he came to this point where now he actually knew that his assignment was concluding and he had to go back to the Father. What a blessing to have such details. Amen. And that's what I'm calling you into. So Lord, I don't want to be greedy anymore. I don't want to be doubting what next. I want to know with clarity, like Jesus, my Savior, my Lord. I want to know with clarity. And I want to tell you something, my dear sister. Clarity about your assignment from God does not come from going to people to ask them. No, it comes from God, the one who assigned you. The knowing of the one who assigned you. This is what Jesus Christ said in John 17, verse 3, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. That's the foundation of it. Clarity comes from knowing the one who sent you. Knowing, going back to him and say, you told me to do what? What next? Amen. That's the lifestyle of a woman of purpose. She's constantly going back to the one who sent her. She knows that she gets clarity from him. God may use people. Of course he does. We are on earth, right? And God has raised people, you know, in different ways to help us to be like our fathers, our mentors, our disciple makers, and all of that. They have been sent by God to help you. They are not God. Amen. So you still have that responsibility to go to your Father who sent you. Let us look at Moses. Go to Exodus 24:11. This is what happened. Let me read that for you. Come up to me on the mountain. This is God calling Moses on the mountain. Stay there and I will give you, you know, I'm not reading the full thing. That's where he received the commandments, the laws. How is this new nation going to be governed? You know, the governance structure or the laws, the bylaws of the new nation, Israel. Moses got it from God. The details. I want to let you know that Moses never had this before. He didn't have the Ten Commandments. He didn't know how to lead the people. Everything was new. For that person who is saying that, but I'm just new to this. I don't know much about how to go about what God has called me to. Yeah, we all start there. We know nothing. And that should not scare you. God will give you the details. He told Moses, come and be with me and stay there with me. And I'm going to give you these instructions for the people. Easy, right? Isn't it amazing that God can give us details even when we are new to a thing? God never calls you to something that you've already done before. He calls you to new things. Behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. I make all things new. So, Lord, I'm ready for the new. I'm ready for what you're calling me to. The new things, the new phases, the new instruction that keeps me going on this path that you have called me to. Amen. So God is inviting you upward, up. Come to him. amen, and stay there. Many of us don't want to stay in the presence of God. We just want to come and do drive by. You know, when you go by, you go to the restaurant, but you do the drive through. Yeah, you drive through. No. You have to learn to stay there, because you need to take your notebook and your pen and take down some notes, some details that will transform your life in the next 10, 20, 30 years, and then leave a legacy for others to continue to glean from what you got from God. Can you imagine that, what Moses got from the Lord thousands of years ago? We're still reading them right now because he went and he stayed there. He stayed there. He remained there. Stay in the presence of God. Don't rush quickly. Oh, and then you're looking at your time. Wow, I've been here for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Wow, this prayer session is really long. Let it be long. Sometimes if you want the depths, if you want the secrets of God's heart, it is not drive-through. You stay there. Exodus 24:18. He remained on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. That is where details are received. The reason why you are not clear, you are confused, you don't know what next step to take, because you have not gone up. You're not staying there. 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not saying you should go stay 40 days and 40 nights. Maybe if the Lord calls you to that, why not? Why not? Because God wants to pass on generational transformation that will go down to the 10th generation. Hallelujah. You are carrying with you the blueprint that will transform the world and the lives of people in that particular area that God has called you to. You cannot mess with it. You can't. You can't mess with it. You must go and wait for the instructions, for the details. Hallelujah. I will say it again. Details are received when you stay there. Hallelujah. Exodus 25, verse 9. You must build. This is when the Lord was telling him to build a tabernacle. You must build exactly according to the pattern I will show you. Yeah. The God of details. There was a pattern. God gave details about the tabernacle. Each time I read it, I'm like, my goodness. Is Moses going to remember all of this by the time he comes down from the mountain? Can you believe the details? The color, the lens, the items, and all those things. And Moses was surely wondering, do we have this in the camp? I've not seen this. God knew what was in the camp. God knew the details. And God went further. He provided people to help. Go to Exodus 31, 2 to 5. I have specifically chosen Bezaleel. I have filled him with the spirit, with wisdom, with ability, with expertise. You know, some of us are like, oh, Lord, this thing is so big. I don't even know how to do it. Yeah, there's some part of your assignment that you will not do it. But God will raise up co-workers. He will raise up destiny helpers who know exactly what to do. Just is to just help you in that part and do that thing very well. And you continue. One of the things I realized is that when the tabernacle was done, the Bible did not say, and Bezaleel and Oholiab and all the people finished the tabernacle. They say Moses finished. I bet you Moses doesn't even know how to stitch anything on the efforts of Aaron and all. He doesn't even know that. But God gave him the vision and gave him the responsibility to manage that project. And the accountability of the finishing rested on Moses, whether he knew how to do it or not. Maybe you are called to be a visionary and you need to get men and women that surround you to help you to do it. God will hold you accountable even when they are not doing their job. So God will give you people. Amen. God provides vision. He provides a people. He provides a skill. He provides a structure. And when you don't know the next step, I want to encourage you. Psalm 119, verse 105. My word is a lamp to guide your feet and a light for your path. Amen. God says his lamp will guide you. His lamp, his word will guide you. Isaiah 30, 21. It says, this is the way you should go. I love God. God will give you clarity. He's given me clarity. There's a lot I know now about my assignment, and I don't need to sweat it. You don't need to sweat it, my sister. You don't need to sweat it. The blueprint is clear in heaven. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God already has the blueprint clear in heaven. He already has it clear in heaven. Hallelujah for you. He has it clear for you. But it requires that you surrender, you spend time in his presence, and you patiently wait to receive. I'm going to give you some reflection questions before we take a break. am I seeking God's blueprint or people's opinion? Ask yourself that question. And I want you to write the answers down. Write it down. Take your pen, take your journal, and write it down. Am I seeking God's blueprint or people's opinion? Second reflection. Do I stay long enough in God's presence to receive these details? Be true to yourself. If you stay there for 2 minutes, say 2 minutes, because things are about to change. Hallelujah. The next one, am I willing to receive instruction? That is so powerful. Many of us want God to use us, but we are not ready to receive instructions. I am sure that you are enjoying the session just as I am, you know, because I'm not just speaking from a place of just trying to give you knowledge. I'm speaking from a place of experience. You know, I personally have experienced the amazing benefits of knowing the details of my assignment, knowing like Jesus what next step I should take. I want to let you know that God is not going to give you a full picture of this is how you go now, then the next day, then no, he will give you steps every day or every week, or God is going to work with you how he knows best how to do it for you. But one thing I know, that he's a God of details. He's a God who will give you the little light you know you need, that he knows you need for your next move. And that brings peace. It brings me peace. And I'm sure those who are listening to me, who understand and who connect with what I'm saying, they say, yes, Annie, yes, I have found such peace in knowing just one more thing to do. Just one. I don't need to know 10 things. Just one. One is enough. One is enough. Your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. So amazing. So God gives the word, which is a light to your path. So that's a longer, more detailed information. And then lamp is just what you need just now. The lamp cannot give you a light on a path, a long path. The lamp just gives you light for your feet. You see how amazing our Father is. He makes sure that he gives you information, just the one you need to just do now. And then he also gives you a bit of light for, let me say, a long-term vision, okay, or a short-term vision. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? And I want you to know that you are not alone in this big assignment that you think God has given you, and you'll feel like it's impossible. No, it is possible. It is possible. One of the things I realized about the disciples of Jesus Christ, when he was busy sharing his assignment to them, they were like, when I watch the movies, you know, the movies that people have made out there on the Jesus story, you see how perplexed they are. They're like, I don't even understand what this man is doing. Isn't he supposed to be a king, establish his kingdom, you know, and overthrow the Romans and all of this? Jesus knew exactly what his own kingdom looked like. It's not like an earthly kingdom. It was a heavenly kingdom that up till today, many are getting into that kingdom. It's not a kingdom that will last for a short time, like you see the kingdom of the Romans, the Persians, they come and go, you know, and Babylonian kingdom, it came and it went. No. His kingdom lasts forever. The kingdom of the Lord Jesus lasts forever. And he's calling you into that, something that has an eternal impact, something that is beyond your time on earth, that though you will go, what you have left behind by the power of the Holy Spirit and because of the assignment you committed yourself to, is leaving behind transformation that people keep gleaning on as they go. I'm all about legacy. I want that whatever the Lord calls me to do on earth, whatever he has assigned me, does not go when I go. It continues. There's this saying that you are born an individual, but you must die an institution. Yeah. You must die an institution. It cannot be just a grain of wheat. A grain of wheat must fall to the ground and dies, so that when it springs out as a tree, there's a scripture like that. Okay, I can't quote that to you now. But many people get to enjoy and benefit from that one seed that died. That's how your life should be. That's how our life should be. We should not die and go and they forget us. No, don't forget. We don't need your tombstone. We don't need to know where you were buried. We just need to know you lived, because you have left your footprints everywhere. From whatever corner of the earth that you are in, your life can leave an impact. I've never been to Jerusalem. I've never seen Jesus. I've never seen Paul. I've never seen Peter. But up till today, if you ask me, do you know Peter? I'll say, yeah, Peter in the Bible. I don't even know where he was buried. I want that you should desire such a legacy that we don't need to know where you were buried. Your story continues because your story is a reflection of God's glory, God's power, God's ability to change a man's life or a woman's life and make you useful for the kingdom. Think about your life like that. Amen. So let's bring it home. How do you walk in the knowing? How do you walk in this knowing I've been talking about? Amen. These are some steps that I have for you. The first one is your relationship with God. The Bible says in John 15 verse 5, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, I'm the vine and you are the branches. He says, you will not bear fruit until you remain in me. Amen. And if you remain in me, I'm just paraphrasing, you produce much fruit. You can open your Bible and read that for yourself. John 15 verse 5. There is a remaining. You cannot be sent by God when you're not connected to God. The place where you get clarity is from God. Therefore, there must be a relationship. And if you are listening to me and you don't yet have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this conversation cannot continue until you make that right. Until you make that right. Your relationship with God is the first foundation that you build for you to ever ask God to tell you anything about your assignment. What is he going to tell you when you're not connected to him? Think about that. Your relationship with God. How are you right now as far as your walk with God is concerned? Or maybe you have a relationship with God. You've given your heart to Jesus Christ, but you're not walking in his ways. You're not walking in his ways. You're backsliding. You are following the world. You love the things of the world, the ways of the world, the applause of the world. You know, your heart is full of the things. I just want this. I want this. And there's no, I just want God. No, God is no longer the want that you have in your heart. It is all about things. Things and things, they have taken the throne that God, the Lord Jesus, used to sit on. I want you to reflect on that. Check your relationship with God, because there is no, you can't get clarity from him when you're not connected to him. The next thing that is going to be important tool that you need to understand and know, it's the word of God. Oh my God, the word will confirm your path. One of the things I've learned from the word is that the word just clarifies ambiguity. It confirms the assignment. If you're doing something and there is no word of God that confirms what you're doing and you say it's from God, please go back to God again. I've learned one of the things that the Lord did for me is that when he told me who I was, he gave me scriptures that confirmed it. So that any time I start feeling like I'm doubting this God, I just go and read that scripture. When I read it, I'm alive again. I'm like, okay, let's go, Lord. I know who I am. This scripture, that one, I have a couple of them. If this one is not working today, I read the other one. When you are in error and you think God has sent you, look for a word that confirms it. If there is no word, you are in error. Because God will back his word. He will back his word. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is inspired by God. It corrects. You know, the scriptures will correct you, will rebuke you. Go and bring your assignment under the light, the scrutiny of the word of God, so that you are not running in your own direction and in error. The word will bring you clarity. It keeps you aligned. The third thing you need to bring in is prayer. What will prayer do? It will cover that assignment and it will advance the assignment. The devil does not like that you're working for God. The devil does not like that you are about God. The most of my life is to do what God has called me to do. The kingdom of darkness does not like that. They will come after you. They will come after you. But prayer is your warfare battle axe. You're going to tear his agenda down through prayer. You're going to build a hedge of protection around your assignment. You're going to stand strong. You know, Ephesians 6, stand strong when the enemy is coming against you in prayer. And after you've done all to stand, you keep standing. If you don't pray, you will fall. If you don't pray, you will run away from your assignment. Prayer will keep you going. Prayer is like your insurance. It's an insurance that, hey, this thing must stay alive. This assignment of God in my life must stay alive. I must keep working at it. As the devil comes to me in one direction, he will flee in many directions through prayer. So you must pray. The Bible says that Philippians 4, 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Pray, pray, pray. If you don't pray, you can have the word. You can have know what God told you. I went on this beautiful retreat and God said these amazing things. How I'm going to take the whole world. Don't pray about it and see if that taking the whole world is going to happen. Introduce prayer. The next thing that must happen is you have to obey. Obey. Obedience will unlock the next phase. When you have not obeyed what God is telling you now and you want to do the next fasting and say, Lord, tell me what to do next. Have you obeyed the last one he told you? Think about that. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. If you fully obey the Lord your God, obedience is your promotion. If you don't obey, you're not going forward. You're not taking the next step. You need to obey. And the fifth thing that you need to know is that you are sent to a people. It's not about you. It's not about how you feel. It's not. I carry something that others need. So I need to go get clarity from God so that I can deliver. Amen. I can give them what they need. Jesus Christ said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom. It was not about him. Jesus was not poor. He was not in bondage. He was not blind. Just think about all the things Jesus said in that scripture. None of them was his problem. But he saw that people had this problem, you know. So when you know that people are waiting for you, when you know that people need what you carry, you will go ask God to give you the details. Hallelujah. You will ask God to give you the details. So I just want us to wrap up this session. You know you are sent and that this is what you must do when, one, you have a relationship with God. Two, you seek and desire his will. Three, the word confirms your direction. Confirms your direction. I will say it again. Don't run in your own, on your own lane, doing your own thing. Let God's word confirm it. Amen. Your life will produce fruit, as we read in John 15, verse 5. You are not driven by people's approval. No, no, no. Because you need to obey God. You need to do it as it was given to you on the mountain, like Moses came down and did exactly as it was given to him. Your assignment must glorify God and impact others, and you must live with the conviction of your must. Thank you for staying tuned. We're wrapping up this session. Wow, it's been amazing, but I must leave you. But before I go, I just want to pray. We want to just sing in what we've been talking about today, and I want to make a prayer for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your daughters listening today. Lord, I pray that you awaken in them a deep knowing, a knowing that they are sent by you. Lord, remove every confusion, Lord. Remove fear, remove doubt. Give them clarity of the assignment. You know how important this is. Give them clarity of the timing, what they must do now, what they must not do now. The things that you're telling them, wait. The things that when you're telling them, go, Lord. We pray that all of this will be understood. Clarity of direction, Lord, we need that. Father, draw them into your presence, Lord. Because in your presence, there's just a lot of details that is unpacked. Lord God, you are God who speaks, Lord. When we come to your presence, we hear you talk to us. And we are clarified of things that were so confusing. I love your presence, Lord. And I pray that I will love your presence. That I will receive the divine blueprint of your will for their lives as it is in heaven. In your presence, that's where you speak. May your daughters understand this. Lord, let their lives bear fruit that glorifies you. Not fruits that glorifies them and make them to puff up in pride. Lord, we are all about bringing you glory. We are all about bringing you glory. I pray that their lives will glorify you. Lord, let them walk boldly in your obedience, and may they rise with conviction and say, I know who sent me and I know why I am here. Lord, I pray this for all my beautiful sisters listening to me. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. I'm so grateful to the Lord that you are taking this very seriously, the most of your life. And I just want to say that you are not random. You are not guessing your way through life. Please do not guess your way through life. There is a God in heaven who has a blueprint for your life. And as you walk with him, you will move from confusion to clarity. That's my prayer for you. From fear to confidence. From wandering to purpose. Hallelujah. Yes, somebody's life is about to change today, going forward. Thank you, Lord. And I'm so grateful that you joined us today. This is She Excels, where you rise and walk boldly as a woman who was sent by God. I'm going to see you in our next episode. Stay tuned to Radio Cape Pulpit as we have a lot more to unpack for you today.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit capepulpit.co.za.